you can do this. You practiced what to say to her so many times already. You know what to do. You know what to say. Come on. You're not letting her go again. Not this time. You got this. No! No, no. Please. Please don't run away. Not again. I'm not here to hurt you. Okay? I am not going to hurt you. I would never even dream of that or think that. You're safe with me. I promise. Just please don't run and listen. So, I've watched you, walk this path, I don't know how many times, and, for some reason, you always seem to come by when the sun is almost down, which is really dangerous, by the way. No. Why do you look so scared of me? And you keep avoiding my eyes. I am gentle. I promise. Mm-hmm. Well, you've heard stories about creatures in the wood and how dangerous they are. I see. Did any of those stories ever talk about a wolf? You did hear about one. Well, what kind of story? Oh, sorry. What? The big bad wolf? That's what they call me? Oh, that is so inaccurate. I mean, I know this is going to sound weird and a little creepy, and I don't, maybe you don't even believe the words I say. But if I watch you pass by once again without telling you what I feel or letting you know that I even exist, I don't think I could live with myself. From the very first time I saw the crimson blush of your cape, I was immediately enticed. And just as the stories you've heard, I'm sure you know that our meeting, our encounter, is tied to a specific ending. I've seen you fleeing from me time and time again. And every time I do, my heart drops. The glaring red of your cape alerts me whenever you're close. And it hurts to see that whenever I muster up the courage to approach you, you run away from me. The ending won't change any of this, and now that we've met, I can sense it coming for us. But I just can't do nothing. I can't just watch as you flee one more time. I had to do something, or else I'd regret it for the rest of my life. I watched you as you picked the flowers by the path. I listened to you as you softly hummed that song to yourself. I've loved how your eyes lit up when you saw the butterflies fluttering near you. I wanted to approach you much sooner to introduce myself, to let you know that I am here. But something always held me back. Maybe it was the nerves, or maybe the fact that I'm scared you'll run away again once you see who I am. But not this time. I had to take my chance. I want to meet you properly. I want to talk to you face to face. I just wanted to speak to you. But now that you're here, now that you're right in front of me, I just want to touch you, to embrace you, to hold you close. Ah, fuck. That sounds really creepy, doesn't it? What? You saw me watching you? You seen me hiding behind the trees? Okay, now you're just making me feel like even more of a creep. Huh. Well, was that the reason why you ran away? Oh. I'm sorry. I scared you. I don't mean to. Please, please. Don't be afraid of me. You're just shy? Why would you be shy? But because of me? But why? I'm just a normal guy. Okay. Maybe normal's an understatement. But we've met before. What do you mean? Oh, that's right. I did tell you which path to take when you got lost. I'm surprised you remember such a short encounter. You never forgot about it? Wow. Really? I don't know what to say. Well, I hope I made a decent impression. I did? Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'd hate for you to think of me as the big bad wolf, when that is not exactly the case. Look, I don't want to cross any kind of boundary, and I am fully aware this is the first time I've ever held a proper conversation with you. But if you'd allow me to prove to you that I'm not the big bad wolf you've heard from the stories going around the village, would you let me? I can prove to you that title is not only inaccurate, but is extremely untrue. My brothers and the other members of my pack may live up to that title, but I promise you, for me, that is not the case. But of course, I'll only move if you let me. So, can I? Oh, thank you. You have no idea how happy that makes me to be in your presence, to be close to you. May I stroke your beautiful cheek? I want to feel your skin against mine. Oh, your skin, it's softer than I've ever imagined. Here, come closer to me. I won't bite, no, unless you ask me to. I'm sorry, a bit bold. Well, look, no matter how hard I try, my fangs and my claws won't suddenly disappear. But know this, I would never hurt you. I will say this over and over again until you believe me. Now, please look into my eyes. Look into my eyes and know I will never, ever do anything to hurt you. Now, can you trust me? Good. Oh, you have no idea how happy I am to know you're willing to give me a chance. So, would you let me kiss you? Yes, I know. My lips are still soft, even where I don't have fangs. But, wow, your lips there. Oh, they're soft. Oh, is it possible to be addicted to someone's lips this quick? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be cheesy, but that is how I feel. What about over here? Down here? On your shoulder? Oh, yeah. You know we could stop any time, right? I will totally respect your decision, whatever that might be. So, please don't think that I won't. You can just say the word. I will back right off, slide back into the woods, and not bother you again. No questions, no pressure. Do you understand? Okay. Where's those lips? Now, let me leave these soft kisses for your cheeks. And over here to your little ears. In your cute forehead. And down your cheek and along your jaw. And your supple, beautiful neck. Yes. May I continue? Ooh. And along this perfectly flawless, beautiful body of yours. Yeah, down here. Really? You like this? Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, now, I just want to make sure you're okay with this. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm treating you like some fragile little thing. And I know, I keep apologizing. I didn't want to make it look like I'm taking advantage of you, you know? I mean, I'm much bigger than you and stronger, and I'm aware of how that might seem, but, you know, I don't want you to feel like you're being pushed against your will or anything, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Well, I will continue then. I'll tone down my worries a little bit. Where was I? Oh, yes. Your lovely collarbone. Yeah. May I unbutton? Why are women's buttons backwards anyway? Okay. Oh, cool. Oh, God. Wow. Oh, this spot right here between this cleavage of your breasts. I've wanted to be here for so long. This smells so delicious, so you. This cape of yours, I've always used to seeing you in this, but I can't help but wonder about what lies underneath. May I take it off of you? Oh, who would have known that underneath this crimson cape is a body so perfect, so flawless, a body so, utterly pure. No. Don't cover yourself up. No. Put your hands down. Let me just worship you with my eyes. My big eyes. You have no idea how long I have yearned for this moment. You should not be ashamed. You are absolutely beautiful. I could look at you all day, and I will never get tired of such a beautiful sight. So, come on. Don't got a girl. Yes. Just put your hands down. Yes. Stand up straight. Oh, there we go. That is so much sexier. You don't ever need to be embarrassed. Not around me. You are the most beautiful sight I have ever seen. That's why I've been drawn to you. And no matter how much you even change, I know I will always go back to you. You are so beautiful. Every inch of your skin, your body, calls out to me. Look at these beautiful, beautiful breasts. How beautiful they are in the fading sun. Even more so when you smile when I tell you how gorgeous they are. And look at this beautiful waist. Yes. Yes, turn a little bit. Yes, the backside's what I'm used to seeing running away. And even that is gorgeous. Yes. And look at these delectable arms. Yes. Ooh, that navel. I love it so much. And look at your legs. I know you're used to walking and running. Mm-hmm. They must be strong, but they are also beautiful. And look at that beautiful, sweet spot. That magical mystery between your legs. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this. I can see and smell that someone is just as excited as I am. You're not? Are you sure about that? What's with this wetness between your gorgeous thighs then? Would you like to explain? I thought so. And look, you're almost a trembling, whimpering mess already. Do you want me to touch you more? Yes. I will make you feel so good. You won't regret this. Please spread your legs for me. Yes. Let me see this beautiful world you've managed to keep hidden all this time. There you go. Oh, such a gorgeous, wet pussy you have, my dear. Now, let me just bring my fingers. I'll be gentle. Yes. Don't mind the claws. Here, they pull back a little. Towards your clit. Yes, there's just a little bit of texture on my paw. Should add to the pleasure. I'll make this circular motion. Ah, so wet. Oh, so beautiful. Yes. Yes. Lift your leg up a little. Expose it more so I can reach the whole area. Oh, yes. Look how gorgeous you are. Look how wet you are, my dear. Oh, this makes me so happy. All I want is to give you pleasure. Yes. Such graceful rolling thrush you make with your hips, my dear. You enjoying the warmth of my fingers against your clit? Yes, you do. Ah, look at this. You are so wet. What was that? You want more? Well, now we're quite the impatient one. Don't worry. I'm just teasing. I will gladly give you more. Are you sure you're ready, my dear? All right. Lean back against the tree for me. Here. I'll just lift up one of your legs. Like this. I'm sorry. I hope that's not uncomfortable. I will do my best to make you feel as good as possible. Now look, see this? I'm going to put this cock inside your wet pussy. You ready? Oh, fuck. So incredible. So Sweet. That doesn't hurt, does it? Okay. You're all right? Okay, wait a minute. Just breathe a little. I know. You may not be used to this. Yeah? You like it? Yes. Yes. I just want to make sure you're all right. I don't want to hurt you. There. Oh. You're already pulsing a little bit. You're good? You all right if I move a little? If you need me to slow down or stop, just say so. I'll stop in a heartbeat.
This is so good.
I'm so happy. So happy. Oh, you decided not to run. I never expected this. You either? Yes. Oh, yes. So, not just my eyes or my finger or my tongue that are big, but yes, it's my cock, all the better to fuck you with. You feel so delicious. Look, you've got every inch of me inside you. Do you like that stretched feeling? I always wondered what it'd be like to be next to you. To have your skin against mine, and now, I'm inside you. You wanted this too? Your scent is so amazing. Oh, I'm just going crazy from this. Your neck exposed just for me. Such smooth skin. I want to mark you as mine. I want people to see my mark on you. Fuck. I don't think I can hold myself any longer. Your scent is dulling all my other senses. I can't even think straight. Are you sure? Ah. You look so pretty with all those marks on you. All these gentle bites, you're driving me crazy. You want it harder? Are you sure you can take it? You're so gorgeous. Oh, I love this sweet pussy. Your boobs bouncing around as I thrust. Are your legs giving up? Don't be sorry. Here, I'll hold you up. I won't let you fall. Hold on to me. That's it. Just like that. Oh, don't worry. I've got you. This way, I can take it deeper. I can reach all those spots. Bring you over the edge and make you come. Fuck! Did you just scratch me? I didn't know you were capable of that, scratching my back. You're quite the animal yourself. No, don't apologize. You can drag your nails across my back anytime. It doesn't hurt. I know I seem like such a softy, but remember, I am a wolf. I can take it. I can tolerate any kind of pain, especially when it comes to you. So by all means, mark me. Make me yours. Just as I was doing with you. That feel good? I'm glad. The way you moan, you're driving me crazy. You're close. Go ahead. I'm close too. Where do you want me, my dear? On your face? On your mouth? On these gorgeous breaths? Inside you? Are you sure? Okay. That's what you want. Are you all right? I didn't go too hard, did I? so glad. I'm so glad you can take it. Thank you. Thank you for accepting me, for taking a chance on me. Oh, come. Sit. Sit on the grass with me. Here, let me get this cape around your shoulders once again, so you stay warm. I would love to spend time with you again. It's definitely something. Our first event is such a wonderful encounter. I know, in no way am I mean I'm complaining. I just didn't expect this to happen. I was just really worried that I'd scare you off. I expected the worst. I'd expected you to reject me and that you would never want to see me again, that you'd choose a different path to take. I was worried that... Am I rambling? I guess I am. But I'd really love to see you again. So, if fate ever allows us, the next time you take this path, do you think we can spend time with each other again? Oh, that makes me so happy. What we have done is amazing, but it makes me happier knowing you'd want to spend more time with me. Oh, I love you. I really do. I never expected this day would come. The day I finally pursued the girl with the beautiful red cape. You made me absolutely... There's someone out there. Now, show yourself! Don't be scared. I'll protect you. I won't let anyone harm you. Here, hold my hand. I promise that for as long as you're holding my hand, and I'm holding yours, no harm shall come your way. No, don't be worried. I'm right here with you. You are safe with me.